The agreement we signed in Addis Ababa has also shown the political roadmap for the negotiations so that political settlements are found. And that political settlement will constitute the interim government of the national unity. Comrade Wani Gebel Kalamfogo, many of you already, there are people who have already formed their government. Shakala Akuma at Kalas Katir, Akuma Tanefi with Nirais, Akuma Tanefi Kamsar Waza, Akuma Anamarif. Another Lugu Sultada way in Lamane Shakala Akumade. Are they part of it? Well, whom are they not part of that government they form? But the interim government will prepare the grounds for the National Political Dialogue Conference. That will take place in this country, Maimchi Yamolubara, so that we discuss the political issues of governance, any reforms that we want to make, permanent constitution, and many other important national issues that are seen to be necessary. The participants in this conference will not be only the government and the rebels. It is something open to all South Sudanese. They are called stakeholders. And in South Sudan, you have civil societies, you have political parties, you have faith groups, Naskanais, Nas Mashajid, Hada Naskanyajir Zato, they can be represented. Muj Rik Machar and Kujur Bato Filawina, and Yomata Masha Haraku Bed Bato. So Kanyajir Zato can come in. Women group, chiefs, the youth, count whatever number of the people. Ashan kuluzo leji yeshu venu alistake buta wenu. Ashan baden ma fizo le gulu alai loara kanfi, betai de kan kudu fogo. As we have just signed this cessation of hostilities, of course, I said before in Arabic, regrettably, Riyadh's forces have already violated the agreement. I have already mentioned it. So, my dear citizens, I know that with your usual support, and you together with regional and international partners, including UNMISS and other UN agencies, an everlasting peace will prevail in our country. I must thank UNMISS and all other UN agencies for providing shelter, food, and protection to our internally displaced citizens in this country. I also commend the good work of my ministers in the government and even in the states, the MPs, community leaders, and church groups who are working and encouraging our brothers and sisters to come out from the camps and go back to their homes. This country is for all of us, and we must live in it all equally and peacefully. Long live South Sudan, long live SPLA, happy May 16th, and God bless you all. Thank you very much.